Today's program is brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Did you know that today Wisconsin produces more than 600 varieties, types, and styles of American, international style, and original cheese that win more awards than any other state or country? To learn more, visit eatwisconsincheese.com.
I'm Damon Bolte, host of The Speakeasy. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
From Heritage Radio and Thrillist, it's Serial, a podcast about Serial. I'm Ben Robinson, editorial director of Thrillist, the website that tells you where to eat cereal and also every other food ever in more than 30 cities around the cereal mag globe. So this week on Serial, I'm beyond thrilled to be bringing on the man who was clever enough to come up with the pun Brooklyn needed when he opened the restaurant Pork Slope, the finest roadhouse that serves filet-o-fishes with bacon and sriracha that I've ever personally been to in a charming residential family neighborhood. He also owns Thistle Hill Tavern, the eponymous Taldy, and the also eponymous Taldy Jersey City. Dale Taldy, how you doing, man?
What's good? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming out. This crowd is
too kind.
They don't usually go that wild. Look, thanks for coming out and caring about cereal enough to be here today.
I give a shit about cereal. I love it.
Talked about that. Or actually, first, before we get into that, because it's going to consume the show and us as we consume the cereal, what are you up to? What's going on with your places? Tell me everything.
Just in the middle of just opened Taldy Jersey City and Carino Provisions in Jersey City. So I'm spending a lot of time out there, bouncing around at the restaurants. Got a book coming out in September.
Okay.
Cookbook.
Very nice.
Yep. So busy. Getting married in October.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Jersey City's kind of the place these days, huh?
You know, who would have? I didn't know until like 2 years ago. I had no clue. So we took a drive out there and took a look at the area. And hey, man, it's dope. Jersey City's dope. We're kind of begging people to sleep on it, because the more people that catch on that Jersey City's dope, is it just means that it's going to be soon to be the same price as Brooklyn and Manhattan, which...
And it's the same thing. It's just... It's called New Jersey.
It's just over... It's just over the... through the tunnel.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, good luck with all that.
Thank you.
Let's get down to business. Cereal is what we're here to talk about.
No doubt.
Before the show, we touched on a couple of things. I'm sure we're going to get to all of them, but let's talk about how cereal has had, you know, more impact in your life than shelter and clothing and oxygen, both the thing we breathe,
sure,
and the TV
sure.
network that has Bad Girls Club on it.
Yo, I love this shit. I mean, cereal for me is like... It was always that the thing that my parents were, they didn't want us to have, because growing up in a Filipino house, it's typically not the breakfast isn't sweet. It's always savory. Rice, dried fish, some eggs. It's basically dinner except smaller portions. So whenever we got our hands on some dope cereal, it was always like a snack. It wasn't breakfast. It was more like an in between.
You have it in the house.
Oh, we had it in the house.
You had to go sneaking around the neighborhood.
Nah, but it usually wasn't the dope shit. It was always like the cereal was that bootleg cereal that was on the the bottom shelf.
The stuff's in the bag.
Yeah,
it
was in the bag, and it wasn't exactly like Golden Grahams. It was like Golden Crackers, or it wasn't Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It was Cinnamon Toast.
Yeah,
instead
of paying for cardboard boxes, they pay for lawyers to make sure that they can just skate just that fine line.
I was, some of that. I'm sure it was some bootleg government shit too that they gave out to the underprivileged and whatnot. But whether we had that or not, I still, and I oftentimes our cereal was like, if we were getting to the end of a box and say someone had opened a new one, all of a sudden you had like Cinnamon Toast Crunch mixed with Golden Grahams. You're like, what the hell? And then your new mom got into it and was like, you're just going to eat it together.
She'd actually
like,
marry the cereal, yeah, pre-marry the cereal.
Oh, it was awful. It was so whack because it was like, man, mom, this has already been stale. That's why no one ate it. That's why we opened the new box. And now you're forcing us to eat this unholy marriage of cereal.
I mean, people do that, not me, but that should be your choice. That shouldn't be mom's choice.
100%. That should be like, you know, an option. You should be, and you should know, visually you should be able to see, okay, I have these two different cereals here. I hope they make a good partnership. But when it's just like a surprise, man.
Before it comes out. Oh, you got to know before it comes out.
Oh, it's terrible.
Especially, I don't like, normally I pour my cereal and then I pour my milk. But in the office recently, just because of the way it's set up, like the milk's in the kitchen, the bowls are in the kitchen, the cereal's at my desk. So I've been pre-pouring the milk and then putting it in, which has been interesting. I've been figuring out exactly how much milk to put. And I'm usually wrong and end up eating more cereal than I initially anticipated to, not more than I want. But imagine that. The milk's already poured. In goes all this, this monstrous collaboration.
You're all in at that point.
Oh, you can't have it. All right. Well, look. Today's cereal sounds like one that you definitely didn't have growing up as a kid. I assume at some point it got into your life, which is why you have love for it.
For sure. Later in my life, it got into it, and I was like, this is my jam.
And that cereal is?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Boom. I did a spot for these dudes, and they asked me to make some recipes, and I did like French toast that's been, you know, crusted in Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay.
Did a couple other desserts with this, and then they sent me a picture of that dude in front.
The crunch.
Yeah.
Wait, who is the Cinnamon Toast Crunch mascot? Actually, this is a Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
It used to be a
slice
chef.
It
used to be a chef.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The chef. He was like a Swedish chef knockoff.
Yeah. So they gave me this lithograph of this dude, and I was like, "What is this?" They sent me more Cinnamon Toast. I mean, they sent me enough Cinnamon Toast Crunch to give me diabetes in like 2 weeks.
In a short period of time.
It was
as opposed to the long period of time.
And
most
boxes
of us
and boxes of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and my entire staff, we were eating it for like, I mean, talk about a staff of like, whatever, we're not a big restaurant, but like 12, you know, 12, yeah. 13 people a day. It took us like a month to, you know, get through the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, you saved a lot of money on staff meals.
It just started, and it ended up everywhere. It was just like you'd randomly get on the line, and just some dude has a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch next to like his mise en place. And I was like, dude, what? Give me some. Give me half.
And you could, because there was plenty more.
Oh, yeah. Give me some of that.
This is fantastic. So what? When did you get into this stuff? And I'm actually going to
when I saw working at a grocery
a couple
store,
bowls here while you go.
I was one of my first jobs in high school was working at a grocery store. So, you know, I was a checkout dude. And then, you know, part of our responsibilities was to return things that people didn't want at the register. So I'd be going down the cereal aisle, and all of a sudden I'd see like, you know, until you start working in a grocery store, you're just like, there is like 50,000 types of cereal right now. So, you know,
I'm like disappointed by these New York City grocery stores that only have 50 types of cereal.
And
like, what's going on?
And like, bums. The sugary cereal is like, it's like an endangered species these days.
In some ways. I mean, like...
Sure, but it's some
of these... The split is alarming, I would say,
correct.
as a sugary cereal appreciator and lover.
Of course.
There's more shelf spaces being edged into by stuff that, you know, has just, like, oats on the box.
Yeah,
and that's
it's like trail mix. This isn't cereal. This is, like, for real trail mix. So, I mean, this is cereal to me. But...
all right.
So that's where I started getting down with Cinnamon Toast Crunch and actually... having all those
and this is the one you picked out of all those cereals that you had access to,
because to me it's all about
returning the shape. That's the craziest thing. Who is returning this and why?
It wasn't necessarily that people return. Well,
you thought this was the generic stuff. I'm bringing it back.
Do you know what WIC is?
It's
something for like it is definitely like, it's almost like food stamps or something like that.
Okay.
You can't buy that. You can't buy this shit on food stamps
because of the
they're trying to gear you to get the health
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
So they're trying to cut down on you ordering this. So
says
people,
right here, whole grain.
People have like five boxes of this stuff. I'm like, you can't buy this with the WIC card. Sorry.
Look, I think that's this is alarming. It says right here, whole grain is the first ingredient in all Big G cereals. mm-hmm. has no high fructose corn syrup, has 9 grams of sugar. I'm not sure why they're touting that. Good source of calcium and vitamin D. So look, let's get into this. I'm going to do a little dry tasting first. I got two little brothers. Both of them were obsessed with this stuff. I think one more than the other. And I think he never ate it with milk on it. He would just run around the house
mm-hmm.
with like a giant 20-ounce glass full of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, dumping it into his mouth. Stuff is flying. Before you sit down on the couch, you have to brush it off. Because
mm-hmm.
as we know, the cinnamon sugar is, you know, only loosely attached, and sometimes right. a positive way.
Mm-hmm. It's like
so a lot of my experience with this has been dry, like him. Seemed like the right way to do it. We're just going to call over Shane the milk boy here. Shane. All right. Thank you, Shane. Shane. We had another bad one with Shane yesterday. It was St. Patrick's Day. And Shane's like, hey, happy St. Patrick's Day. And had this smile on his face. He was so proud of himself. I'm like, happy St. Patrick's Day, Shane. What's going on? And he gives me the milk, and all the milk had been dyed green, and I don't know how. It wasn't even, like, food coloring. I think that he had... I don't know what he did. I never know what Shane's doing.
Yum.
But it's just such a horrifying thing. We had to throw out, like, 30 gallons of milk that we have in the cereal milk fridge over here. It was...
Worst.
Yeah, it was really bad, but it was a good St. Patrick's Day. All right, I got some milk on this here. Man... It was such a distinctive cereal, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. There's really nothing like it.
Mm-mm. Nothing. Speed, though, is what you need for this cereal. Once it's with the milk, you got to eat fast.
It's starting to wilt a little bit already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have any techniques for that? Do you pour smaller bowls and reload or anything along those lines? Or you just eat like a fucking maniac?
Power through it. It's like food competition style. One technique, big spoons.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Mm-hmm. I use a large Coon spoon.
These are good sized spoons.
Yeah. I use a large Coon spoon that happens to be gold.
Wait, consistently?
Yes.
Just happens to be.
There are limited edition, like 20 year anniversary Coon spoons from J.B. Prince. And there was, like, a limit of only 3 to get, like, I didn't know this. So I got on the website, and I was like, I'm going to eat my cereal with this. So I tried to order 10, and then they called me back, and were like, sir, you can only order 3. Like, I need this. Listen, I need this spoon to eat my cereal. They still only sent me 3.
That's one for each meal of the day.
I know. I'm bummed out by it.
Are the spoons oversized in addition to being gold?
Yeah, they're full 2 ounces.
Okay, so what's this one? And again, this is a good sized spoon.
I mean, this is probably quarter of an ounce.
Oh, holy shit!
It's 4 times as big as
this. So this is like a easily. It's like a ladle.
Yes, it's a
yeah. It's actually its own bowl.
Yeah,
you I need just another
pour a
spoon.
Yeah, I just pour a cereal on that, and I pour a little milk on that, and then eat right off.
Yep. Oh man, you are a banshee. Tell you what, we're gonna finish these bowls. Take a quick little break. Play some music, and we'll be right back with some more cereal.
Today's program is brought to you by the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Hey, Jack Inslee here, executive producer of Heritage Radio Network. I hope today's show has got you craving some cereal, and as we all know, and as we've probably mentioned on today's show, good cereal is nothing without milk. Real milk. Cow's milk is not only giving you high-quality, complete protein, but calcium, other nutrients, all the stuff you need to build a healthy body. Turns out most American adults are not consuming enough vitamin D every day, so adding just one serving of milk helps address that nutrient gap. Other ways to get your daily intake of milk? Yogurt has milk. Ice cream has milk. Butter has milk. Cheese has milk. It's not rocket science. Drink your milk. Real milk. Cow's milk. Or maybe chocolate milk. This is a show about cereal. Cereal goes great with milk. Milk is good for you. I think you get the point. And for more fun facts and information, visit eatwisconsincheese.com.
And now it's time for your weekly cereal news brief. Welcome to the Cereal News Brief, your indispensable update on the shocking amount of cereal news that happens every 7 days in this crazy world of ours. First up, G Love of G Love and Special Sauce recently revealed to his very stoned yet still very disappointed fans that his classic ode, Milk and Cereal, was not written while he himself was also stoned. Maybe. Quote, yeah, we weren't high when we wrote that, G Love told HuffPost Live. And then, leaving it open, quote, well, I mean, so this is a real mystery we got here. According to HuffPost, G Love said he was sitting on a bus in Chico, California, eating cereal when the brilliance ensued. Quote, I had my guitar and I was just eating a bowl of Cap'n Crunch or something. Definitely not the words of a high man. With my eyes all glazed. Again, and I strummed this cool chord on the guitar. So his eyes were glazed, and his Cap'n Crunch was glazed, but neither of them were stoned. Dale, do you think that you should have to be stoned to write a classic song about cereal?
No.
There we have it. Next up, the United Kingdom, the country that swears that they hate us whenever anyone will listen to them, is becoming more and more American by the day as a wave of cereal bars continues to sweep the nation. After the open of Cereal Killer Cafe and Mood Cereal House in the last couple months, yet another has opened, this time in Manchester, Black Milk Cereal Dive. The five-table cafe, which is so popular that it requires a reservation on weekends, so popular that at least four other people want to be there on Saturdays. List the, quote, American classic Lucky Charms, Reese's Puffs, and Golden Grahams as their most popular sellers. So, nice work there, guys. And then things get interesting. They allow you to add marshmallows, Jaffa cakes, and mini Cadbury eggs to your cereal. We put sugar on our stuff. They're just dropping entire hunks of chocolate into theirs. And their most popular offering is something called the Easter Feast, which is Crave Chocolate Roulette and Lion Bar cereal, which is based on one of my favorite European candy bars, with chocolate brownies, Cadbury mini eggs, and an actual Cadbury cream egg, all served inside half of an Easter egg, which from what I can tell is indeed half of a giant, you know, 8-10 inch high hollow chocolate egg. And then it gets even crazier after that, in some ways. Claiming to be inspired by New York's Momofuku Milk Bar, they offer 25 different milks every day. But the wildest by far is the very one that gives the bar its name, Squid Ink Milk, which also comes in a salted caramel version. So, Dale, you fuck with some crazy foods in your career. Where does Squid Ink Milk on your cereal filled with Cadbury cream eggs, where does that come in?
That is some nasty shit. I mean, straight up, that is shock value kind of stuff. We're just going to make it and dare somebody to eat this.
And apparently everybody's coming in, and this is their most popular milk. And everybody's coming in for the stunt. Nobody's coming in for the purity.
Well, number one, restaurateurs and chefs are 25% bullshit. So I'll file that under the 25%.
All right.
All chefs, across every chef that you've ever met is 25% bullshit.
How much bullshit are you?
Probably 35.
I'm calling bullshit.
35 to 40.
Yeah. All right.
35 to 40% bullshit.
It sounds like it's getting them through the door. At least five people a day.
I mean, at least five people a day.
I don't know, but again, it's like it's too stunty for me. The show is about the purity of cereal.
Correct.
Not some wild tricks.
Yes, you know, the purity of opening a box, pouring it in a bowl, and covering it with some milk. That's how this has to be.
It's what it is, man. And that was your weekly cereal news brief.
I love the air horn, man. That's dope.
The air horn took us to a new level.
It did. It did. Yeah. Really, really made it serious.
So a couple things that I meant to hit on earlier and kind of forgot to. But Cinnamon Toast Crunch, one of the things that I was, a lot of these cereals you're kind of surprised by in a way. They're older than you think they are. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is older than a lot of them. This thing, some stuff is from 1950.
Really?
First came out. 1950, just for reference, was the first time that a charge card was used, a Diner's Club card, no less, surely to buy Cinnamon Toast Crunch at a very fancy restaurant. It was the year the Volkswagen Microbus first graced the side of a road as it was broken down and full of pot smoke. And it was also the year that both Billy Ocean and Bill Murray were born, which can't be a coincidence. The other facts has some silly names abroad, which often happens with cereals for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. You know, the marketing direction is different. Most of them are in English, but they're still different. In the UK, they were previously called Cinnamon Grahams, but are now called Curiously Cinnamon, which is fucking terrible. I'm glad that people are curious, I guess, but like I don't even know what the curiosity is. Like, it's the cereal's delicious and you should eat it. It's pretty straightforward. I mean, the only way to make people curious is by not telling them what it is in the name.
Yeah, exactly.
Which they accomplished. And in French Canada, it's known as Croque Canel. I must be pronouncing that right. I took Spanish in high school. Which either translates to Cinnamon Crunch or Cinnamon Mommy.
Like Cinnamon Mommy. That should be the name of it in Chicago.
And Cinnamon, why not, right?
Cinnamon Mommy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. That should be the commercial too. Like some two dudes hanging out in the car. Oh yeah, Cinnamon Mommy, Mommy. Cinnamon Mommy, Mommy. Beneke, Beneke. That's how it should be going. The commercial.
She absolutely takes care of you. So Cinnamon Toast Crunch, obviously a fantastic cereal. We talked a little bit earlier about your Cinnamon Toast Crunch French Toast, which sounds like just a resounding dish in many ways. And in an interesting twist, I've got a little surprise for you here in my magic cereal bag. And this is something that kind of morphs the two of them together. Back on the scene, French Toast Crunch.
Oh, shit.
This stuff's been gone since 2006. It was on the shelves for 9 years, since 2005, as all true believers know. And it just came back onto the market this past December.
Really? Okay, let me see the expiration date on that. I'm sorry, you get me some, like, old bootleg French Toast Crunch that's been on
the... It's scratched out. I have no idea why the expiration date is torn off of the top of the box. No, we've got till December 16th to get after this stuff. So I definitely had this. Actually says on the box, you asked, it's back. And there was this is what social media can do these days. For whatever reason, a lot of people got behind this. People piled on, and
I can't imagine it's
here it is.
Too hard of a process to change it from Cinnamon Toast Crunch to French Toast Crunch.
Well, I mean, it's a very different product, as we're about to see. I don't know, have you had this stuff before?
I believe I have.
All right, I'm going to pour you a little bit, but... Oh, my God. I just got a little taste.
Let's get this. Ooh.
So as you can see, it's totally different.
Oh, yeah.
It's a tiny little piece of toast. It's got the kind of, you know, the little rounded toast top to it that shows you it's toast. It's thicker. It's got a kind of heavy shellac coating on the outside, and it absolutely tastes like syrup.
Yeah, like straight up syrup.
It's syrup.
And like not real syrup.
Nope.
The fake shit.
Yeah, this is like Mrs. Butterworth's.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm down with. I'm not hating on.
I mean,
this is delicious.
It really is. I remember it being a little more overdone than this, kind of to the point where you couldn't handle it, and it almost became what I was talking about earlier, kind of a stunt cereal. I don't really think that that's the case now that I'm getting back after this.
It's quite delicious, but it makes me want to do things like make little sandwiches out of them.
I'm going
to
hit this with a little milk real quick. I already got it, Shing. Back off.
Make little mini croque monsieurs with this.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Cinnamon croque.
Oh, this is bomb.
It's really good. I mean, this is going to withstand the milk so much more intensely.
Mm-hmm. It's just delicious.
It's pretty funny. On the back of the box, they're kind of referencing themselves here with a little Remember the 90s section. The year was 1995. General Mills had just come out with a whole new cereal called French Toast Crunch. And they give some things that you were doing in the 90s. You remember gas being under a dollar?
This is like VH1.
I do. This is basically VH1. This is what VH1 has become now.
Exactly.
It's just a piece of cardboard. You went to the video store to rent VHS tapes, correct? You practiced doing the running man in the mirror. It's like, I don't know, not late 90s. Use the term chilling at my crib. Still do that.
I still say that.
All the time. People need to know what you're doing.
Exactly. And it's
that's what I'm doing.
It's very direct. I'm chilling at the crib, so it says what you are doing, I'm just chilling, and where you're at. It's all in one.
It's perfect. It's a perfect sentence.
Exactly what you're doing. I ain't doing shit. So it's basically like saying I'm not doing anything, but I'm at my house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing anything at my house.
And you don't have to tell them anything else.
Nothing.
Just hang up the phone.
They could probably literally paint a picture, draw a picture of what you were doing on the couch with the TV on.
Your couch. Of all these, this is probably the only one. Actually, you tight rolled your jeans. I feel like that's like borderline coming back. Now it's more of a smooth cuff these days.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When you're done chilling at your crib, you go out and get your tips frosted and occasionally threw the word not in at the end of the sentence. Okay. I'm glad I finished reading this box. Not.
This is delicious.
Yeah, I'm going to go back in here for a quick taste after
spilling
the milk for a couple minutes.
What I used to do with this kind of cereal was top ice cream with this.
Okay.
That was what I... one of my moves.
What about the other way around? Whole bowl of cereal, a little bit of ice cream.
Also a good move. Keeping it real nice and frosty.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the summertime.
Well, this is about as triumphant as cereal returns get. I think this stuff is absolutely
fantastic.
This is
like the Jordan comeback. This is like Jordan coming back.
It really is.
The city of Chicago rejoicing, knowing they're going to have three more championships, and French Toast Crunch coming back.
I have to imagine this stuff is huge in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Has to be.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen Chicagoans? I mean, look at me. I'm fat.
We could sit here and pull out magical boxes of cereal all afternoon, and sometimes I want to. But at the end of every show, I like to ask every guest our highly crucial cereal questionnaire,
mm-hmm.
which is crucial, and it's often about cereal. So I'm just going to run through these questions. You can hit them. You can give me a quick answer. You can give me something a little more thought out, whatever you want. And here we go.
Let's get it.
So we already know your favorite cereal, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and maybe French Toast Crunch after today.
Mm-hmm. I'm swaying back and forth right now. I don't know which one to go to.
Can't blame you. What's your least favorite cereal? What do you just, oh my God, despise it?
A Raisin Bran.
Yeah?
Oof. Like if I have to.
Too healthy?
Yeah. Or when they call like porridge, like hot cereal.
Yeah.
I kind of despise that the most. That's not cereal.
No. No, no,
that's
no.
gruel.
This is the answer I was looking
that's
for.
That's porridge.
Mm-hmm.
This is not cereal. When they call things hot cereal, it's like nobody really wants to eat hot cereal.
Well, you have to use a qualifier. It's probably not cereal. Otherwise,
Correct. You
would just call it cereal.
Yeah. If it was cereal, it's cold and there'd be milk in it and it'd be crunchy. But you give me some stuff that's like slimy and really hot and impossible to eat really fast in the morning and you give it to babies. You don't give it to adults.
You do get right. You
give it to little kids and shit.
Or really, really old people.
Yeah, or people who have no teeth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the qualifier. Like, people with no teeth, you give them hot cereal. People with teeth, give them real cereal.
You give them and you don't call this cold cereal.
Nope. But hot cereal, why would you?
We don't abide that shit Mm-mm. on cereal. Mm-mm. Notice how this show is not called hot cereal.
Mm-mm.
Never will be. Milk. What kind of milk do you use in your cereal?
Actually, soy milk,
found
baby.
Out, yeah.
Lactose. Intolerant. We'll suffer through... We'll suffer through cheese, but milk, no. I need to be eating, if I have to go that route, I need to be eating the cereal on the toilet. I just have to be eating it while I'm on it, okay. just in case.
It's a beautiful image of you. Yeah.
With a gold spoon.
Uh-huh.
With my gold spoon.
That classes everything up, including...
Of course.
That you just described. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's say you're going out, you're getting bottle service in a fancy nightclub, and a cereal mascot is going to be your boy for the night.
Captain Crunch, baby.
Captain Crunch.
That's my homeboy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Think he can get down a little bit?
I think he can. I mean, he's off to sea, you know, most times. He seems like a real lively dude.
It's like Fleet Week for him. Like, you're going to go out with him during Fleet
Week.
Yeah,
and you know, the uniform attracts
him
at females. So It's like you just be chilling there, and then all of a sudden, you know, the females come by because he's got the uniform. And he's Captain Crunch.
Perfect answer.
When your first name is Captain, you have to invite
him. It happens.
He has to be in the club.
What about an Eagles concert? Who do you want to take to an Eagles concert?
I don't know who the Eagles are.
You don't know who the Eagles are?
Don't.
You are lucky. You're such a lucky person.
Yeah.
Hotel California.
Know that song.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
So you're not going to go?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Again, the right answer.
A lot of white people there. A lot of white people there.
A lot of white people, a lot of places.
Eagles concert, I guarantee. I will put money on it. A lot of white people there.
All right. Well, you'll never go, and you'll never have to find out.
Thank you.
Dual birthday party at the roller rink. You're both your birthday's on the same day. You and a cereal mascot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's figure every cereal mascot in the world has the same birthday as you.
Count Chocula.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's gonna get funky, a little creepy. Because he's already just because he's a vampire.
Yeah.
He's already creepy, but that he has that chocolate factor. It's gonna be like creepy and smooth and sexy though.
Right, right. Yeah,
that's a roller skating rink, so it's going to be, you know, it's going to be smooth and just a little creepy, though. Like, he's a little too old to be roller skating, but you're like, fuck it, he's a vampire, so.
He's immortal, you know.
Correct, yeah. Correct. But he's also Count Chocula, so like, he's cool, he's got rhythm.
The kids are like, they're already in tune with him.
Yes.
He's not the normal creepy guy that,
correct.
You know, they see outside school. Yeah. He's the one that they see on the cereal box. Who do you think deserves to be on a Wheaties box but hasn't been on a Wheaties box? I know you're a sports fan.
Like a sports figure.
I mean, it doesn't have to be a sports figure. But it should.
Anybody? Kanye West, for sure.
Yeah?
For sure. And it has to be a hologram of him doing that like, of, like, dancing, like,
they can't
doing
see
the robot.
You're on the radio. He's doing the robot, folks.
Yeah. But he's got to be doing the robot. Kanye West doing the robot, and that's how he's going to be in a Wheaties box, and it has to be a hologram. So as you move it, he's doing the robot. That would be the best. The best. And he has to have that mask on. He has to have, like...
I got to have the mask.
The Givenchy mask that just all diamond, rhinestoned up. So you didn't even know if it was him. But then you could peel it back and be like, oh, shit, it's Kanye.
This is an interactive...
Correct, it has
Wheaties
to be.
Box right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is way more exciting than Bruce Jenner.
Exactly.
And final question, every week on Serial, before today, or this afternoon, when you just had two... What was the last time you had? When was the last time you had a bowl of cereal, and what was it?
A week ago, I had a bowl of. This is really whack, really whack. It was like some Kellogg's cornflakes with strawberries in it, like the dehydrated strawberries in it.
You put the strawberries in?
No. It was like that was it.
It came like that?
Yeah,
like dried
Special K something. Da da da. It was really whack.
Wait, did you go out and buy the box, or you just kind of happened upon it?
I don't know how it just... I don't know if it was my fiance's, or just like, I need to eat, and I grabbed it. I was like, this is so disappointing. But I got to power through and eat it, and just get it done.
Was it good?
No. Is it? Come on. Really? You don't even need to ask. It's terrible.
There's always surprises in the cereal
world. You just eat it?
I'm not ready to count anything out.
Oh, you just eat it because you have to, and you're like, all right, I got to get some kind of breakfast in before I go do my day.
Shit's functional.
Ugh, I'm so embarrassed. It couldn't even been a cool cereal. Couldn't have even been cool. It was like, oh, fuck, Special K.
Well, you're only 45% bullshit, so.
With strawberries.
I'm glad you told us the truth there. well, look, man, thanks for coming by. This was great. Two bowls is not something that happens every week. So
I should be
you're
paying.
Really a part of something
I should
special.
Be paying you.
You can.
I should be
I would,
paying you
I would
for
love
this.
For you to pay me. Look, this was good stuff. Everybody, check out Pork Slope, Taldy. He's taken over Jersey City. Oh, my God. He's everywhere.
Thank you for having me, man.
And download Serial on iTunes. And every week, 5 o'clock on Wednesdays. Check out heritageradio.com.
Word.
For Serial.
Get it.
And that's that. We're out.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.